Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, good morning, folks. Wednesday, June 11th. It is really good to be back. I want to thank everyone that helped out while I was gone and helped actually made it happen and facilitated me in fulfilling one of the bucket list items in my life, visiting the country of Croatia. Dave Cohen, who sat in for me for a couple of weeks. Thank you, Dave, so much for doing so. And all of those in the news department that had to backfill for him, Diane Newman, Dan Barron, and others in this organization that come together and stand up for each other when they have to utilize a few of those vacation days. But it's really good to be back. It was a great trip. I just want to say a couple of things about Croatia. One, I want to thank all the folks that we went with. We had a great group of folks, had a great time. Croatia is beautiful. They are totally intrigued with Americans. They love Americans. They treated us so graciously throughout every little town that we visited, and we visited over a dozen towns while we were there. Just absolutely incredible. You've heard me talk about Barcelona and how clean Barcelona was when I visited there many years ago. Croatia set a whole new standard. I have never, ever been in a country, much less a city, as clean as that place. We traveled one day from Dubrovnik to Medjugorje. Probably round trip, couple hundred miles. Easy. Never saw a single piece of garbage on the highway. Not a one. Not a bumper that fell off. Not a piece of paper. Not a can. Pretty much every city was exactly the same. No trash. Clean. You know what else was interesting about Croatia? No crime. In 2 weeks there, I saw two policemen in uniform and one police car. When I asked Uber drivers if they'd ever been a victim of crime, they looked at me like I was a two-headed Gila monster. It was kind of like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? In fact, I had to explain to one driver what I was asking, who spoke fluent English. It is a concept that is completely and totally foreign to them. It was mesmerizing to talk to folks about their pride in their country, their belief in one another. It was refreshing on so many different fronts. And what I heard throughout my trip, I was very inquisitive because I'd never expected to see what I saw and what I was experiencing. It blew me away. And I was really wanting to dig deep to find out what is driving this. Well, you're not going to be surprised by the answer. It was pretty obvious. And I had driver after driver after driver explain to me it was all about family, the family unit, keeping the family together, not bringing dishonor to the family. All things considered, there are not that many Croatians. All things considered, it's a fairly poor country. Number one industry in Croatia, very similar to New Orleans, tourism. But it all came back to family. And it was interesting to hear them describe it. It was interesting to gain a better understanding of what that meaning truly is, which at one point in time in this country, in fact, I had this conversation with Diane Newman from WWL just yesterday about, you know, at one point in time, we had more of that belief in our family. And that was really the center of our life and our universe and how we looked upon things and whether or not we were willing to take the risk to bring dishonor on our family. It was almost like a step back in time. I don't know that we ever achieve where they truly are on this issue. But I got to tell you, it was refreshing in more ways than one to see the pride in their eyes and in their faces and talking about family. Totally intrigued with the Americans. A lot of America TV shows aired in Croatia. A lot of weird questions. Told one Uber driver I was from New Orleans, and they asked me, you know, how many alligators a year do I kill? It was very kind of interesting. Got into a long, drawn-out conversation about the alligator industry here, you know. They're completely and totally blown away by the number of oysters that we harvest. Croatian oysters are phenomenal. They grow them on ropes, on lines. Actually, we visited an oyster farm and sat down and talked to oyster farmers about the difficulty of the industry there and how hard it is to keep up with the demand. The supply is far less than what the demand is there. Some of the best oysters I've ever consumed in my life. Beautiful oysters. Of course, the Adriatic is very salty. So it's very conducive for it. You'll see these buoys all over the place where they're growing mussels and oysters on lines. Very, very interesting. But again, in sitting down with the oyster farmer and just talking to him for a couple of minutes, it's all about their family. He was the fourth generation in that same town. This is a young man in his 20s. He talked about how the burdens of doing this, but understanding the importance of carrying on the legacy of the family. And you saw it appear in so many different ways, so many different nuances, all coming back to the same situation, family. I think a lot of people on a trip was created pause and reflection about maybe we could exhibit that more ourselves, you know, and maybe there are those that would emulate many folks that approach the same way that Croatia. I can only hope. I think it's our only salvation, right? The poor, relatively poor country. Didn't see a single homeless person. Didn't see a panhandler anywhere. Didn't see policemen. Saw two uniformed policemen in 14 days in Croatia. Two. They predominantly handled traffic. It was absolutely incredible. I've talked to U.S. citizens that have been to Croatia and have stayed there for a long time. They feel totally comfortable in almost every city there, walking around at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, never feeling at risk of being a victim of crime. There's a pride that runs through those communities and society and the culture in Croatia that I think really drives a lot of this. Enough said. But if you're looking for a country to put on your bucket list, I can tell you that this country will far exceed any expectations that you have. The food was absolutely phenomenal. You know I'm a winey. I love wine. The Poship, a white wine, and I'm not a big white wine drinker. They converted me. Absolutely incredible wine. The Pavotsmali, which is the red, absolutely incredible as well. And so many other different varietals there. A lot of pride in Croatia, as well as Montenegro and Bosnia, about the preparation of their food, because we got a chance to visit Montenegro as well as Bosnia. And almost a competition amongst those countries as to who has the best wine, who has the finest delicacies. And we were able to partake of all of it, and they were all really, really good. So put it on your bucket list. Coming home has been interesting. You know, we're now looking at this situation in L.A. We're going to be talking to Clark Neely, Senior VP for Legal Studies at the Cato Institute. We've had him on the show before about the legal ramifications of the sending of the military into L.A. It's been done in this country many times historically. I'm not sure that it has been as controversial as where this is headed, because everything is all about the politics here. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this ultimately plays out. If you're a Democrat, it seems as though the things that are emblematic of exuberance, according to Nancy Pelosi, are things like, you know, graffiti, writing on walls, burning buildings, and burning cars. Don't be confused by this. These are just signs of exuberance. I mean, I know when you get excited, you know, at your kid's baseball game, or your kid just hit a home run or something in Little League, your first thought is to go burn a car up. Your first car is to go vandalize some property. Your first thoughts are to loiter and break into stores and steal their property and destroy the place that you call home. Right? That's your first thought. Exuberance. So don't be confused, according to Nancy. I can't believe these people actually walk up to the mic with a straight face and say this. Meanwhile, you know, they say this is mostly peaceful. That term has come back into our lexicon, right? This is mostly peaceful. When you're seeing cars burn and stones being thrown at police and cars and vehicles and graffiti being written all over the place, hammers and sledgehammers being used to try and tear apart curbs so that they have something to throw at police. These are signs of exuberance. So make sure that you understand the proper perspective of what it is that you're actually witnessing. Now, contrary to what they're saying in Congress inside the Beltway in D.C., who's totally disconnected from reality, right? We figured that out now. There is no connection to what reality actually is. The mayor says that the extensive vandalism downtown, especially of the graffiti that is just blanketing, this is a quote, a number of blocks has been extensive. We are just 1 year away from the World Cup, she says. This is about beautifying our city and bringing our city together. And so I'm calling on business leaders, community leaders, faith leaders, to come together downtown in the next few days to talk about how we are going to clean up the city. Obviously, city workers are already out there removing the graffiti, but this is so extensive, it's going to take community-wide involvement. We had launched a program called Shine LA a couple of months ago in preparation for the World Cup, and now we are called on to direct that city-wide. We need people from all over the city to come to downtown and to help with this effort. She went on to condemn the vandalism and violence on Tuesday. Now, meanwhile, back in D.C., Nancy and her host of individuals over there are saying there was no violence. This was a group of isolated incidents on a certain day that gets played over and over and over again. But those in L.A. are something entirely different. L.A. police chief says they're overwhelmed. Karen Bass, the mayor there, saying this is extensive. We're ruining our city. We're trying to get prepared for the World Cup in 2026. It's going to be there in June 11th. Today, it starts in 1 year and go through July 19th. The violence and the damage, she says, is unacceptable. It is not going to be tolerated. Really? She continued, anybody that is out committing crimes are not doing it in solidarity with immigrants. It's amazing how we're making these distinctions, right, with such certainty and such conviction that we know for sure that each and every one of these individuals that are out there damaging this city is not an illegal immigrant. They knew with certainty. You're not, this is not connected. These are other folks trying to steal this show, so to speak, for whatever they hope to achieve. Why would we try to confuse this message? Why not speak with solidarity with one message that this conduct, no matter who engages in it, is wrong and will not be tolerated? Why do we believe that the sanctity of a group of individuals that we can speak with certainty and say that they're not involved in this at all? You lose all credibility that you have. And your messaging becomes meaningless. Because what comes shining through is that you have a political purpose in every chosen word that you speak about this particular happenstance. It's a joke. And they know it. Because they have to provide cover for themselves for everything else that they previously have said. Because it's going to come back to haunt them. And the interesting thing at the end of the day is, you know what group has flipped on illegal immigration more than any other group? Immigrants who are registered to vote in this country. Those that otherwise came here legally or ultimately became legal. In 2020, that group favored Democrats by a 32-point margin. You know what it is today? It favors Republicans by 8 points, a 40-point swing. How many times on this show have I said, because I grew up in this culture, I grew up amongst those that came to this country legally. For years, going back to when I was a kid, I would hear over and over and over again talking about how if they don't come legally, it is a problem for all, and they recognize it. This is not a new occurrence. And it's really showing up in the polls now as to how strongly everyone believes. You have to make the sacrifices. You have to wait in line. You have to come to this country legally. You have to earn it. It's not owed to you. None of what this country has to offer is owed to any of those individuals. And when you hear them talk about how upset they are as it relates to this, it's starting to reflect itself in these polls. They are done. Because the entire expectation paradigm is changed. We're now owed all of this. We're now entitled to all of these social programs. We're now entitled to all the protections of this country. Even though we come to this country, and in many respects, we hate it. We hate it. One of the things, going back to Croatia for a moment, many of you may not remember those countries the former Yugoslavia was at war with one another in the not-so-distant past in 1991 to 1994. It's amazing how many people talked about that. Maybe that had a lot to do with where they find themselves today and what their belief system is and how much they believe in their country, because they recently had to fight for the very salvation of it. And I'm not suggesting that this is anything anywhere close to what any of those folks in Croatia experienced. But maybe when things are placed at risk for us, maybe, just maybe, we'll grow to appreciate what we have more so. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So we all know that the Trump administration has sent the military, or has talked about sending the military in some respect. And we don't know the full scope of what it is that they intend to do at the present time. The governor in the state of California has rushed to court saying that the federal government is now turning the military against American citizens. Sending trained war fighters onto the streets is unprecedented and threatens the very core of our democracy. And he said that the deployment is actually stoking the violence. He asked for a TRO. It was rejected by the judge, giving the administration time, and they have a hearing set for Thursday. Here to talk to us about it is Clark Neely, Senior VP for Legal Studies at the Cato Institute. Clark, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
So, Clark, what is the story here? What is the bottom line? We've heard a lot of dialogue out of from inside the Beltway that the federal government can't ever do any of this unless they check with governors. What's the truth here?
No, that's not entirely true. But we do need to start with an important understanding, which is that the Constitution does not authorize any sort of national police force. That is one of the most important differences between a free country and a democracy like ours and authoritarian regimes, which routinely use their military for all manner of law enforcement functions. Our Constitution does not in any way, shape, or form authorize the use of military for any sort of a national law enforcement activity. That's the most important thing to realize. Now, there are certain exceptions for when the military may be called into service for very specific and discrete purposes, like to protect federal property or to protect federal operations. But that is not a law enforcement function. That is a constitutional, very narrow authorization in the Constitution to protect the operation of the federal government. So that's one of the most important things here is, you know, what exactly are these troops being used for? And is it genuinely to protect federal property and certain types of federal operations, potentially including the operations of federal law enforcement like the FBI and ICE, or is the military being used for law enforcement purposes, which would be flatly unconstitutional?
So we really don't know at the present time. We know that they've been called out, and it seems as though there are a lot of folks putting their own personal spin on what actually is going to happen, because in many respects, they have been thus far dispatched to federal property, and they haven't really been out patrolling the streets, the best that I can gather.
That seems to be true, although there is there have been reports, for example, of military helping to establish perimeters while ICE are undertaking what amount to law enforcement operations. I've heard reports that some of the Marines who have been called up are actually transporting federal law enforcement officers to go make arrests and so forth. I think that's a gray area at best, and could be a very slippery slope, because, again, you don't ever want federal military troops serving a law enforcement function. That is a one-way ticket and a very short ride to tyranny.
What's interesting to me, though, Clark, is that it seems to me that a lot of these cities, most of which, if not all, are Democrat-controlled, have really brought this situation upon themselves. Because if you look at 10 U.S. Code 12406, which I think is what you have referred to under the U.S. Code, the exceptions are that, number two, there is a rebellion or danger of a rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States, or the president is unable with regular forces to execute the laws of the United States. When you have local jurisdictions setting up sanctuary cities, restrictions on local police, helping federal authorities and local judges exercise a discretion that is in conflict with federal law, and local prosecutors refusing to cooperate with federal authorities. I mean, I was an elected sheriff in this jurisdiction here for 10 years. When I took the oath, the first words out of my mouth is that I will support the Constitution and laws of the United States. I don't get to pick and choose which ones I'm going to support, but it seems as though they believe that they have every right to do so.
Yeah, so I agree with much of what you said, and certainly if there's a situation where there's so much civil unrest in a given location that federal officials are unable to go about their jobs. For example, let's say you can't even have hearings in a federal courthouse anymore because the protests have become so violent and pervasive that people simply cannot access a federal courthouse. No question that the federal government has the power to take measures to ensure that those federal operations can proceed. What I disagree with is there is no obligation whatsoever that any state or local official has to cooperate in the enforcement of federal law. In fact, there's abundant Supreme Court case law that makes clear that the federal government has no power to compel a state or local official to cooperate with or facilitate the enforcement of federal law. That is a federal responsibility, and they certainly don't have any legal authority to impede federal operations, but they don't have to cooperate with them. And so I think, it's important to be very clear and not sort of lump a bunch of different things into the same bucket, but instead to say, okay, look, if this is a bona fide effort to ensure that federal law enforcement officials are able to carry out bona fide federal activities and enforce federal laws, then the president, I think, certainly does have that power. But if it's, for example, saying, hey, these local officials used to help, you know, cooperate, they used to turn over people who are suspected of being in the country illegally, et cetera, and they're not doing that anymore, well, that's a prerogative that they have. And there's no legitimate basis for the federal government to try to force them to, you know, participate in or otherwise cooperate with the enforcement of federal law. They simply don't have that legal obligation.
It's interesting, though, that if I have information as a local that I know and that there an individual is violating, let's say, federal narcotics laws, there's Supreme Court decisions that say I'm not obligated as a constitutional officer of this country, of a state, of a locality, to forward that information on, that I can just hold this and keep it to myself?
To my knowledge, that precise case has never been before the Supreme Court, but the principle that underlies that case is absolutely yes. In fact, there was a case where a federal law was passed that purported to force sheriffs and other local officials to help participate in background checks before people would be permitted be given authority under federal law. Cleared under the NICS system. That case was called Prince. It went to the United States Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said absolutely not. Local sheriffs don't have an obligation to help with federal background checks. And I think the same principle applies here, absolutely. If you, as a sheriff, have evidence that somebody has violated a federal law, you have no obligation whatsoever to share that information with anybody.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because, when I took the oath, I took it very seriously, and it seems to me that we should just probably eliminate from the oath, because I'm under no duty to support the laws and Constitution of the United States.
Well, you don't take an oath to enforce federal laws, and in fact, that's not within your jurisdiction as a local sheriff.
So what does the word support mean then? What does it mean to support?
Well, I'd have to see the oath. I've never seen an oath that purports to compel a local official to support the laws of the United States. I don't even know what that would mean. I certainly do understand what it means to support the Constitution of the United States, and that is very much a part of the oath of state and local officials. But I've never seen an oath that requires a local official to support the laws of the federal government. Those laws are the business of the federal government, not a local sheriff.
Yeah. I just bring that up because, I know it may be a silly distinction to be had, but, I remember when President Obama was in office, we actually deported more illegals from my jurisdiction at the time per capita than any other in the country. And I remember all of the activists coming down and kind of getting in my face about it. And I said, look, I took an oath to support the laws and the Constitution of the United States. I mean, if the federal government asks me for assistance, I take that oath seriously. I think I'm obligated to support them. I'm a constitutional officer. I'm a law enforcement officer. I ask for their assistance. And when they ask for mine, I intend to give it to them. And it seems as though this is...
Let me try it this way, if I could. I think there are many situations in which it is highly desirable for local law enforcement to cooperate with the federal government. And I've got no beef with that. Yeah. And immigration might well be one of them. But in another setting that we're all familiar with, civil forfeiture, that's where the government can take your property by simply alleging that it was involved in a crime and has been abused terribly. A number of states have either eliminated or really tightened up their civil forfeiture laws, while federal civil forfeiture laws remain very government friendly. And if the federal, if the federal law enforcement came into your jurisdiction and said, hey, we need you to help us go around taking people's cars and trucks and phones under the very loose federal civil forfeiture regime, notwithstanding the fact that your state has really tightened it up, I think you get to tell them to go jump in a lake, and you should.
Yeah. No, I get that. But, when we have law enforcement out there, that federal law enforcement that's being attacked, I just find it a little curious and disingenuous that when the chips are down, local government, state government reach out to the federal government for their federal law enforcement officials to come in and help facilitate and beat back the threat that they have on the street. And, when I think about what some of the officials in California are saying today, which is directly opposite of what they said a couple of years ago about, you know, certain things and protecting their local law enforcement officers. They can't square any of this up. I mean, it's kind of silly, right? And, you know, when I look at 10 U.S. Code 12406, it's funny how everybody goes to violence first. Well, it doesn't require violence. It only requires a danger of a rebellion. And the most liberal interpretation of rebellion is an open resistance against the authority of the government. You know, and I think that's pretty well settled in law as well. It's funny that we have this argument going on. I don't know how many times in history, maybe you know, that the federal authorities have come in. I know during, you know, segregation, they came in. You know, I know that even before that in this country, they came in. And during the Vietnam War, there were federal authorities that stepped in to help local government then.
Well, it's a lot to respond to. So let me say two things very quickly. If, for example, you as a local law enforcement officer saw somebody either attacking or threatening a federal law enforcement officer, you certainly would have an obligation. You wouldn't have an obligation, not a legal obligation, but it would certainly be a valid exercise of the power of your office to arrest that person and make them stop because they are in violation of a state law. You don't have any obligation to enforce any federal law, but you ought to be enforcing your state laws, and I got no beef with that. The other thing I would say, you know, is that what it means to be in sort of resistance to the legitimate power of the government is not really so clear cut. And I can assure you that there are some Democratic politicians, and I would bet, although I don't know for a fact, that, for example, a president, Ocasio-Cortez, would say that anybody who shows up at a political protest armed, even if they have a permit for that weapon, is by definition participating in a violent resistance to the authority of the government. And I don't think we want a world in which a President Ocasio-Cortez gets to call in federal troops to break up a peaceful political protest just because some of the people there happen to be lawfully carrying arms. But I can almost assure you that she would.
Yeah. No, I don't. Look, I don't disagree. I just try to bring these distinctions out because I hear all of these folks talking about all of these issues and trying to make something out of it, I think, bigger than what it actually is. It's just amazing to me that the local authorities are saying that they're overwhelmed. The mayor is saying this is crazy what's going on. We need to stop. And those inside the Beltway are saying there's nothing going on over there. It's no big deal. We saw one day or 2 days of, you know, some activities, and it's all seems to be over, and it's kind of spreading across the country. It's beginning to remind me of the Summer of Love, that this will get away from us if we don't get out in front of it real soon.
Yeah, listen, that's fair. I mean, you know, we can't allow protracted civil unrest and violence that local authorities are either unwilling or unable to address. So I don't have any beef with that whatsoever. I will say that it's important to move very carefully here. And just because this is happening in a blue city with a bunch of feckless politicians who don't even seem very committed to solving the problem and are giving the impression they couldn't, even if they tried, we don't want to throw the door all the way open to saying that whenever there's civil unrest, send in the U.S. Marines, nationalize the state National Guard, put the troops on the streets in full combat regalia and put down the protests. I know that feels very satisfying to say that, but as I said before, that is a very short one-way ticket to tyranny. We don't use federal troops for local law enforcement purposes. So it should be the exception rather than the rule.
No, I am complete agreement with you. I know that when I was sheriff, I would prefer that the federal government communicate with me before they come in. And if I needed the assistance and I thought that the problem was bigger than me, I would not be reluctant for any political purposes to accept, their ability to help. And I think that's where the rubber meets the road here, is that we're so wrapped up in political considerations and political outfall that we don't see the forest for the trees here. And it seems to me that's what's going on in a lot of these areas. As always, we really appreciate your time. Clark Neely, Senior VP for Legal Studies at the Cato Institute. Thank you so much for joining us, sir. Truly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you. Good to be with you.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So it's interesting how everyone jumps to conclusions and, you know, they're like, well, that didn't go well for you, Newell. I don't get people on my show to go well for me. I like to hear from folks that are smarter than me. It doesn't mean I'm not going to challenge them to defend their position. And there may be some nuances that we don't agree on. The whole purpose here is not for me to perpetuate a line of thinking. It's to put things out there and hopefully that you digest and you think about whether or not those are legitimate points or not. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion. Now, I happen to serve as an elected official, one who's actually rejected federal support and one who's actually accepted federal support in many instances. When I think about the aftermath of Katrina, although I wasn't the sheriff at the time, I was the chief criminal deputy, and Sheriff Lee made that decision, we fully supported both active and National Guard military support here because we were overwhelmed. We were tired. And we could not have done it without them. You know, people have short memories. They don't realize some of the instances that this was absolutely necessary. This is all politics. They're all running to protect themselves from a constituency that's actually flipping on Democrats at the present time, as we talked about earlier. And that's causing a lot of angst and anxiety as to how this is going to happen. You know, we have a governor in that state who thinks he's going to be the next president of the United States. So he's all over the map as to what is actually happening and what's going down here. Now, if we want to have a revisit of the Summer of Love, so be it. Mostly peaceful. Meanwhile, billions upon billions upon billions upon billions of dollars of property destroyed. And the real irony here is that we're destroying immigrant-owned businesses in Central L.A. I mean, you can't square any of this up. And that's really what, in the end, what this is all about. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.